It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Good day. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Good day, everybody.
Dankeschön.
Oh, my God. We're here with another fantastic squirrely episode of WTH3.
Now, don't get squirrely on me, Lise.
I'm real squirrely, and I'll tell you why. Because squirrely. Today's case, guys, we have left the state of Florida.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I did it again, so I'm gonna make the beat drop.
All right, we are in none other than Alabama.
Which is Alabama, Florida.
Fucking Bama. Are you all kidding
me? Yeah, Florida, Bama. We're honestly.
Are y'all kidding me right now? Y'all are kidding me
Which
right
is
now,
just
right?
The first cousin.
We didn't even go that far.
We're
right fucking next door. That is literally my cousin right there.
They literally just drove to Alabama.
I was visiting my cousin down in Alabama, shit happened.
No offense to anyone from Alabama or Florida.
I freaking love you guys, honestly. I think I live
and if
in
this,
the wrong
with
state.
The content.
And it's so right. And if this is you, then please reach out because we'd love to have a personal chat. So let me read the headline for you, Matt.
Here's the headline, Matt. Ready?
Here we go.
Alabama fugitive who fed meth to pet a tax squirrel named D's Nuts is charged with wildlife offense.
It's a real thing.
One more time for the people, Jules. Read that old thing back.
Alabama fugitive who fed meth to pet a tax squirrel named D's Nuts is charged with wildlife offense.
Most creative names.
I just had to make sure I heard that.
Oh yeah,
whole
get
thing
your everyone out. Get your ears clear.
Wait. Every two words, there's another story.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. There are
Alabama
many layers to the onion.
One,
fed meth.
Two.
Attack squirrel.
Yes.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
Yes. Charged with wildlife offense. Five
wildlife
offense.
Yes.
That
so,
is awesome.
Let's get.
No,
some,
it's not. But that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So, an Alabama man was accused of feeding methamphetamine to what authorities call an attack squirrel, and he's being charged with a state wildlife offense. Court records show 35-year-old Mickey Joel Pollock is now charged with illegal possession of wildlife. Pollock hasn't denied having a pet squirrel, which is illegal under the state law, but he has denied police allegations that he fed meth to the squirrel to make it aggressive. Officers, honestly, I like him because he's a criminal, but he has fucking standards.
Yeah.
I do not deny that I have a pet squirrel,
but
I do deny that I fed it meth.
Wait.
Would just be
so
wrong.
He has a pet squirrel,
which is illegal.
Yes.
Yes,
but
he admits to that.
The meth allegations.
Yeah. He admits that he has the illegal pet.
What
he
does
will...
the squirrel have to say about this whole?
Well,
thing?
Well, we do not. Oh, that's on our next episode.
Was he smoking the meth voluntarily?
Maybe he asked for it.
He gave his consent.
Right.
He didn't
maybe
know
he was chilling in his house. He's like,
we're
roommates, but this man's fucking mad.
So officers encountered the animal during a raid at an apartment, and Polk later told the Associated Press that he had the squirrel since it was a baby, and he would never give a drug. So that's what I'm saying. He's a criminal, but he has some freaking standards, okay?
Man, I saw a dead squirrel when I was walking to Indy today. I felt so bad. Little red squirrel.
Well, that took a turn.
Yeah.
No, I feel terrible. I love squirrels. They're awesome.
Well, I wouldn't say I love squirrels, but I do think
I do
it's cute
squirrels.
That he had this squirrel,
squirrel
since it was a baby. And he would never give it drugs. And so Limestone County Sheriff's officers arrested Paul following a chase in which he allegedly rammed an investigator's vehicle. He faces illegal gun possession and other charges.
So it seems like he's mixed up with some of the wrong crew, but I want to know why the officers thought this squirrel was on meth.
Yeah.
Like, how did they look at the animal and think, like, yeah, that squirrel's on meth? Like, as if that's, like, an everyday crime.
Because if it's aggressive, I don't know how they determined it was meth, right. But, like, the aggressive behavior made them think it was...
The meth would be the I'd be, like, rabies. I'd be, like, it's just a
feral
squirrel.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I'd be, like, maybe he's just
panic.
Pissed.
Right.
You're in his home.
Right.
You're
like, in
his house. His nuts.
Yeah, bro. These nuts.
These nuts was pissed.
Y'all are taking these nuts?
These nuts.
He's out.
Well, you guys... That basically sums out how I'm feeling. Don't take these nuts as meth away. No, don't give these nuts meth.
Unless.
Don't take it away either if he wants it.
Yeah. Right.
This is a free
we are all here. We are here for the consent of the squirrels.
Even in Alabama, you cannot steal a squirrel's meth. All right, man? It's not cool.
Not cool.
Thank you for joining us today on What the Hell Happened Here, where we're still asking the question, what the hell happened here?
What the hell happened here?
Please join us next time for another installment of WTH3. We'd love to hear from you if you're from Alabama, Florida, or anywhere else, and you have some crazy stories. Shove them in.
Send them to us. I would love.
Shove them in. Send them in.
Shove them in.
What do you got on your brain?
I for iPod.
Shove them in.
gmail.com is where you'll find us. Send in some stories. We'd love to hear it. And bonus, if you want to record your voice saying the story, we'd love to have a listener.
Oh, yeah. We'll just play it. That'd be so cool.
That'd be so much fun.
Please. Oh, my God. That would be the coolest thing. I want a genuine reaction to someone's very own WTH.
We'll make that a thing.
What? Like, yeah. Yo, you got to tell me that again. Like, yeah. All right, cool.
Run that back. All right. Well, you guys, thank you for joining us. I hope these nuts are safe and sound, and he gets all the real nuts that he has ever wanted. But no meth. No meth for the squirrel. I feel like squirrels shouldn't be in that business.
No, I don't think so, love.
It's we love animals squirrel. At this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your night.
Cheerio, love.
Bye.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.